escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Friday. Yes, August 15th. We've got plenty to discuss, including, yes, now a fully released crew schedule. Y'all been hearing that since 2:15. Yesterday, we told you, Jeffrey Wright had the benefit of getting that full schedule release right off the top. So you heard him break it down. Then you heard my man, Gabe Coon, break it down. Hopefully, you were listening all day long. That's how we like you to do over at 92.9 FM ESPN. And then you woke up this morning, you pulled up your Jeff Calkins, and you listened to him break down the schedule, and now you're going to hear me do it. And here's what we're not going to do. One loss, one loss, one loss. I got a different way to skin that cat. No question about it. But it is exciting, and we talked about focusing, particularly on the beginning of the Grizzlies schedule now that it's out. That time that, and we'll figure out how much time it's going to be because that's still up in the air, that you don't have Zach Edey, that you don't have Jaren Jackson Jr., and sort of trying to factor that into what could be a good start for the Grizzlies. They certainly start off at home against the New Orleans Pelicans team. Brad and I both expect the Grizzlies to be better than. Could be 1-0, although a couple of years ago I think you got the Pelicans. We thought that too, probably ended up 0-1. All that said, a lot to discuss with the schedule. I want to talk about the schedule, and particularly as it relates to Ja Morant, who we know clearly this year has got a lot on him in terms of signature shoe release, the Ja 3. There is a huge story today that just dropped this morning over at Anscape.com about this release and about what Nike has poured into Ja Morant's campaign, this third campaign, the world tour that they put him on. We've talked a lot about it. And in this campaign, they talk about it. You know what Ja has said about this year, about 2025? What
did he say?
That this is his takeoff year.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope it is. I hope it has to be, doesn't it? And I mean, it almost has to be.
Are we going to be taking off minus Desmond Bane, Brad? Are we going to be going, 41 and 4,500? I mean, you're not necessarily taking off if you're going 500. My point is, it's not just a feeling that we've sort of had about Ja Morant and what he's hoping to do this season. We talked about he's 26 years old. He's in his prime. This is something that he has said out loud. I expect to happen, and can you do it with a Grizzlies team that's playing in the play-in? There's a lot of pressure, clearly, on the Grizzlies, on Zach Kleiman to have the right roster around Ja Morant, and more importantly, there's a ton of pressure on Ja Morant. If it's going to be a takeoff year, you got to be out there 65-plus games. We're going to talk about that. Talk about this big story. These shoes have already been tremendously successful, as you can imagine, but way more so, at least according to some of the numbers that have come in so far, than the Ja 1 and Ja 2s. I don't know if you've seen that they let him kind of go crazy in terms of designing it himself. And part of the swoosh on the other side and making it look like the J in Ja was Ja drawing that up. There's a lot riding on this shoe for Ja. There's a lot riding on this year for Ja Morant, and obviously for the Memphis Grizzlies. We're going to talk about that, the schedule, a lot of that today. Obviously, the punishment for Michigan and the sign-stealing scandal has come down. We'll talk about it, whether or not it was a slap on the hand or a slap on the wrist, however you want to phrase that, or what we think there. I do think they added another game Their head coach was already going to serve a self-imposed two-game suspension. I believe there will be one more game. Going to be a big fine, too. We will talk about that. Lot to do as we enter another NFL preseason weekend. And so a ton to do today. And like we said, we'll start with Grizzlies and schedule. Before we do, though, let me set up the show. 11:30 or so, we'll talk to the great Anthony Saint, host of the Anthony Saint Show over at Bluff City Media, my brother from another mother, no question about it. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies schedule, what he was looking for yesterday when it all came down. I'm gonna give you a little preview. Saint thinks they're gonna be better than last season, minus
better.
Desmond Bain, and so this will be an interesting conversation. I told you, hey man, come on and let's talk it through because I want to hear it. Right now, I think Brad and I feel good about being better than about five teams in the West, about being 10th, which is about where Vegas has you, 10th best odds in the West. That's play-in territory. You know, the Phoenixes, the Sacramentos, the Utahs, the Portlands, yeah, you feel a lot. The New Orleans, those are the five that you feel good about. But I need to hear about going up from there.
You and I are on the same page on this.
Oh, we're on the same page. And listen, if you're going to go up from there, it's going to take Ja Morant being on that floor, isn't it? With a lot 100%. Less in terms of proven guys around him, certainly when you subtract a Desmond Bane, that's the case. Although you like KCP, what he can do, KCP is no savior. Neither is Ty Jerome. So we'll talk about that with Anthony Saint at 11:30. Also talk about this Ja 3 and this huge story that just came out over at Antscape.com. At noon, we'll do the rundown like usual. And then at 1:25, and I'm very excited about this, Brad, I don't know if you know the full history, because believe it or not, Mark Healy, the 35th year voice of the Millington Trojans. He's on the PA out there every Friday night, and I don't know. Maybe you can smell it in the air, guys. I don't know if you can.
Oh, I can.
I know Jeffrey Wright can smell it.
I can 100%
because Jeffrey Wright, well, the voice over at MUS.
Yes.
His time's about it. Football voice over at MUS. He's about to be on the call. It's high school football season in Memphis, Tennessee. And for Millington, and I believe some others. Now, high school football historians will know this already, and pardon me for not knowing them all. But I know for Millington, this is the centennial season. This is the 100th season of Millington football. That's why we're going to bring in the – imagine doing 35 of those, the last 35 in a row. That's what Mark Healy has done. We're going to talk about that. But I believe it's also the 100th for Bartlett as well. Maybe Collierville. I think Mark might know more of the history. But obviously, high school football season in Memphis, Tennessee, about to get underway. Jamboree's going on. My wife was at one last night at Hallie. They're going on everywhere. I think Millington's got its tonight. Its season starts next week. We're going to talk a little high school football like I used to do. This is what I was talking about with history. Did you know this? Mark and I used to do a show together back in the early 2000s.
Oh, I like this.
When your homie was on the when your man was on the prep beat, you know, yes. John likes to dismiss my old prep days, but man, they were some of my roots. Some
I don't
of my
dismiss
favorite
it. No, this
I
is know a grassroots kind of town.
I'm just poking fun at my guy. Dude, I love the preps. And back in the day, you know, I used to get I was cutting my teeth in radio with my man Mark Healy, who's always been a pro. You'll smell probably when he comes in the KC Royals on him, being a St. Louis Cardinals guy yourself. He's all KC. He's all Chiefs. He's all he's all Royals. But he's also all Millington.
Oh, so we get him in studio
and
today.
The hope is to have him in studio. The voice
I like
of
this.
The Millington Trojans. He's going to come on here, and you're going to hear his golden pipes. And you're going to say, Jason, stop talking. Let Mark keep talking. That's the golden pipes of Mark Healy. I cannot wait because this is long overdue in terms of a radio reunion between the two of us. So a little personal. We've been a little personal all. We've kept it family all week long, haven't we, Brad, here on the J&J Show. So a lot to get to. But let's go ahead and start it. And I'm not going to prolong this because, again, you've heard now a full, not a full 24 hours, but getting close to it of Grizzlies schedule breakdown. But I do want to go through some of the highlights. I've read Drew Hill. I've read DeMichael Cole. I've listened to all the analysis and everything else. And I will say, and maybe you've sort of heard in some of Brad and my conversations, I think I don't want to sound extreme. I'm not pessimistic about the season. But there's a little bit more angst. In terms of a little bit more, boy, they've got a lot to prove in terms of the way I'm looking at things than I've heard from some others. Like I mentioned, my man Anthony Saint, and I can't wait to talk to him at 11:30, believes this is going to be a better Grizz team than last season. I've got to see it. All of that said, you've got to like the way they open the year. 8 of the first 11, I believe, at home, including that New Orleans game that we talked about. I'll read from a little bit of everything in terms of what I've gathered from the schedule that I think are some of the highlights. Obviously, that home opener is going to be that Wednesday night, October 22nd, against the Pelicans. You're hoping it's a win this year against a Pelicans team. You are expecting to be better. The question will be, will Jaren Jackson Jr. be ready to go by that time. We figure Zach Edey will not. We'll revisit that here in a second in terms of those two and how it's going to play out early in the season. Obviously, you get the two international games. We've talked at length about those, lamenting some of us, obviously, and you do. You miss the MLK game. You're only going to have Lakers here the one time on Halloween. I get all that. 10 nationally televised games. To me, and it's one more than last season. I know it's not a lot, and it doesn't come close to what the big boys have, the Lakers and the OKCs. But based on the collapse last year, I'll take the 10. Because let me tell you this. If Ja Morant is on the court, right, that's the key to this whole nationally televised thing. You know, Ja Morant's got to be on the floor. And if he is, man, you know, whether it's attendance, whether it's nationally televised games, you will get what you want, Memphis. You will get the rest of the league looking at you again, but you've got to do your part. But I was pleasantly surprised to have 10 nationally televised games. I don't know about you. I thought the number might go down.
I was too.
After the collapse last year, only 9 games last year. Longest road trip of the season. That's important. 8-day, 5-game road trip in February to play at Sacramento, Portland twice, like those two. Golden State and Denver, though. And then over, DeMichael Cole had some interesting notes as well. 6 of the Grizzlies' nationally televised games will take place from January 15th through February 25th. That includes the 2 games in Europe. So there's your chance to turn the heads, right, of the rest of the league and show them, hey, if that's going to be the case, you're back and you mean business. DeMichael pointed this out, too. A rush to the finish is the way he described it. The Grizzlies beat writer over at the Commercial Appeal. You can read his breakdown at commercialappeal.com. You get the nice little rest period during the 2 games that you go over a 9-day stretch in January due to the travel you need for the 2 matchups against the Magic in Europe. Memphis is only going to play 2 games in that 9-day stretch. That sounds good. But you come back and Memphis is going to play 16 games in March. It's the most of any month, and that includes 4 of the 14 back-to-backs. So after you get that rest, it really, really picks up. You're going to certainly hope you've got your health at that point and everything else. And then in terms of including, you know, the breakdowns that I typically go to when these things drop and did yesterday, Rob Fisher, the great Rob Fisher, sideline reporter of the Grizzlies. 8 of the first 11 we mentioned are at home. You like that. Includes the Lakers and the only visit of the season on Halloween. That'll be a big one. It's not just LeBron. It's obviously Luka as well. The last 4 home games of the 11 are Detroit, Houston, Dallas, and OKC. Here's the key for me. 9 of the next 11 are on the road. And what Rob calls, and he tweeted it, this could be the toughest stretch of the season. This is where we're going to boil it down. In that stretch, you're at New York, you're at Boston, you're at Cleveland, you're at San Antonio just to start it out. That's rough, especially if you have no Zach Edey. The other 5 road games in that stretch are at Dallas, at New Orleans, at the Clippers, at Sacramento, and at San Antonio again. And so here's where I'll stop for a minute and want to put in sort of my 2 cents. How long do we think Zach Edey's going to be out? Because I've heard of variants.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's some of us have thought sort of to the longer end of the wait, and maybe it's December, early December. I've heard Jeffrey Wright speculate that far. Or DeMichael Cole, who in his breakdown writes, he doesn't, at least the vibe, doesn't think it'll necessarily be that long a wait. If you get all the way to December, Brad, you're talking 22 games, somewhere in there. If you get all the way to December, and I'm not, you know, for Jaren, you expect him to be back. So let's go ahead and pencil him in. But if you get to December, 22 games in, and you have no Zach Edey, and you're facing what, as Rob said, those second 11 as the toughest stretch of your schedule, what's that going to look like if there's no Zach Edey? Remember, we had Drew Hill on yesterday, and with all due respect to Jock Landale, I'm with Drew. I'm eager to see if it can happen. It didn't sound like he thinks he's going to be a great placeholder for Zach Edey if we're talking an extended absence for Zach Edey. I mean placeholder in terms of what Ja had in Zach Edey once Isolo took over. The space setter, the pick and roll guy that's putting Ja in the zone that he has to be to really get your offense rolling. If Ja can't do that, right, and you're trying to sort of replicate that some other way, through an 11-game stretch that might be the toughest of the season, this could get really tough really early. Yes, your first 11, you like that 8 of them are at home, but it could just as quickly get really, really tough, and you heard some of the games there on the road. 9 of those next 11, and that second 11-game stretch that Rob singled out, and I love the way he did it, are on the road there. And so that is going to be a tough stretch. If you've got Zach Edey, we clearly feel a lot better about it. That said, even with Zach, you know, with Zach Edey, you've got the 10th best odds in the West, according to most of the books out in Vegas. Even if you've got Zach Edey, this is still a tough road to hoe in that second 11. And it's early enough that it could derail you. Now, could it derail you in a sense? Hey, if you survive that, let's just say we're calling up those 22 games and you're, 10 and 12. Memphis can come back from that, so long as what Isolo's what he's installed, his offense, so long as you're healthy afterwards, but so long as that offense that he's installed and everything's working and Ja Morant is on the floor, sure, you can bounce back from it. But there's still, and Brad and I have talked about it all week long, and we'll do it again with Anthony Sand at 11:30. There's still so much improving, whether it's Cedric Coward, whether it's once Zach Edey is back, whether he can stay on the floor in this new offense that looks like it's going to be. Remember this. Isolo, it felt like, and again, it was a small sample size, and he said he's pragmatic, he will adjust. But he slowed it down a tad. Still, they were playing one of the fastest paces in the league. Can Zach Edey hold up an entire season playing that pace? See, those are still things we're gonna have to find out, because a guy that does what Zach Edey does still seems so critical to what Isolo's trying to do. And if Jock Landale can't do it, it's not what Jaren does in terms of, well, let's just slide Jaren over to center. Oh no, we've seen that before. That didn't help you against a big West, and especially against the top teams in the West. Boy, there's more here in terms of question marks than there are answers, clearly. And so it leads me to looking at this and saying, well, yeah, first 11 could look good. And yeah, that'll be great for Ja. It'll be great for confidence, especially the confidence of the young guys, you know, the G.G. Jacksons, hopefully Cedric Howard's on the floor. You're trying to get those guys, you know, firmly in the rotation, feeling good early. But very, you know, in that second 11, that could potentially be a stretch where very, you know, those young guys, again, are in spots against these teams on the road that they hadn't been in before. And so what does that look like? I'm very eager. And here's the other part about this. I see my man Jarvis Greer texting me right now. He's probably saying, Jason, you, this is what you're leaving out. Here's the other part about that's to Jarvis and anybody else listening. As we just said, there's a story over at Anscaped.com about the Ja 3 release. And there at the very end of the story is a note that for, according to this Nike campaign, Ja has said it within the campaign, he expects this to be his takeoff year. What happens, it's a question we've asked, if you're 25 or you're 30 games in, especially after a second 11-game stretch that's been brutal, you know, that's been really tough in terms of the teams you faced. No, if you didn't have Zach Edey, what happens with takeoff year then? It says 2025 is going to be his takeoff year with this shoe. And he's talking about his career too, guys. You're talking about Ja Morant being in his prime now at 26 years old. Brad and I discussed it earlier this week. He looks at his peers. Hell, he can look at Anthony Edwards, who's younger, and they've all got runs, playoff runs, right? Or finals appearances, or in now SGA's case, he's a little bit older, obviously, but a championship. Hell, Halliburton has now made a finals. You think he's not feeling some sort of angst? You know, the word I used earlier about how I'm sort of feeling about this Grizzly season, about getting it going, about it, as Chris Harrington wrote earlier this week over at the Daily Memphian, about it being go time, because that's what it needs to be. Listen, it couldn't be go time anymore. This is what I understand. With Desmond Bane, Ja Morant, and Jaren Jackson Jr., with what you had to pay those guys, it couldn't be. So you had to move on from Desmond Bane. I'm with that track. I'm fine there. I understand that. But with what you've done so far, right? And listen, there are parts of that deal with Orlando that I like. Obviously, the Phoenix pick, we all love it. I think KCP is going to bring some defense. Are you better? I'd have a hard time, and I'm going to listen to saying 11:30. He says he's going to tell me that they're better. Are you better without Desmond Bane right now with so many unproven things? Again, I'll give you, KCP's going to give you a better brand, hopefully a better brand of defense, because it won't be Bane and Ja together in the backcourt and the minus that's been. I understand that. But again, you are banking on a lot that remains. Even Zach Edey, I would include in that, even after his return, him staying on the floor, playing at the pace the Grizzlies want to, an entire season. Man, he was rolling ankles in summer league the first his rookie year. It's just, again, you're talking about getting something out of a big guy that I'm not sure is sustainable for an entire year. Do you have enough in terms of what's around John Morant? Because let me tell you this. He wants to go. Now, we're not having this conversation without turning the camera, the heat lamp, the microscope to Ja. Because here's the thing about that, man. Nike has gone. Let me just ask you a question, and we'll get to Sane here soon. Can you think of another shoe campaign right now? I don't care whether it's Lucas, he's got a shoe. Anthony Edwards, like there's dudes that have done more. Jason Tatum's got a shoe. He's won a title. Can you think of a commercial right now of those guys or a Nike campaign with those guys in it that struck you that you've seen? My point is, Ja Morant's won one playoff series. He's gotten a 25-game suspension at one point. Nike has stuck with him through that, through all the social media mistakes that he made with a gun and everything else. He's done less than a bunch of other guys who have a lot less cooler shoes, right? But it seems like less faith in them in terms of what those shoe companies have poured into them. Nike's pouring it all into this dude. They just took him on a world tour, okay? They let him design this year. They said, you go crazy with this shoe. You helped it. And he did. You see him spray painting the back, the Nike symbol, the swoosh, into the J. They use that on the shoe. This man is feeling himself probably in a way that, man, I got to take off. I want to sell this shoe because the reviews, and Brad, I'll go to the story over at Anscape, they've been fantastic. You've already had folks calling this the shoe of the year in the shoe world. He's got a chance to take off. What I'm telling you, that's going to be that's an extra level of it's got to happen this year that Ja Morant's coming in with. But back to him, because that's where the microscope should be. Brother, this ain't happening unless you're out there, right? The way Nike's faith in you, the Grizzlies' faith in you, clearly Kleiman's saying we can take the step back right now because, number one, we believe we've got the right man at the top, right? You believe all that. Now you got to do your part, you know? And Josh shown us now, you know, and I'm just putting this up, he's been through two agents. You know, he's not a guy who's necessarily cool with the status quo. You get what I'm saying? And so, Listen, we get all that. Everybody around you is pulling for you. Everybody wants to support you. Everything. Now it's on you. Now it's on you, especially with this young team. And so for a player who has not played 65 or more games since his rookie season, 67, his rookie season, he's averaging, 51 games played per year? It's go time for you. You need to be on the floor. If this thing's going to go to where it needs to go to, whether it's for the Grizzlies, whether it's for Nike's faith and trust and where this shoe could go, he has to be out there. And Brad and I have talked about it. That's not just a will. That's you've got to adjust your game. You've got off the floor, off season, hopefully all off season long. It's been more about, man, I got to take care of my body and get it prepared for being out there an entire season. Because I don't want to hear about everybody else doubting Ja and attacking Ja, whatever else or anything else. The only way this takes off, the way it really, I mean, my gosh, it's all there to be had. It's sort of like we talk about Memphis and football and finally making a college. It is all there to be had for you. But now it's go time for you, okay? And what I don't want to see from him, and man, I'll tell you, it scares me, especially with the agent thing, is that if some of those pieces around him aren't quite there yet, and if they're, I don't know, 11-21, him giving up, him saying, look at how the mess, no, show first, you can be out there 65 plus, and then we can have that conversation about, what's around you, it not being enough, Zach Kleiman's mistakes, because there will have been some at that, if that's what we're looking at. But I'm looking at you, Ja. I'm looking at you with my hands open, ready to go nuts. I think the whole world is. That's what we've seen on this world tour. But it's not going to take off unless he understands. The man at the center of it all that makes us go crazy, the thing, Happy Ja's a scary Ja. It's on the shoe. We go nuts every time he opens his mouth. They put it on the shoe. The world's waiting on you, Ja. You take it by the horns. And for as much as we come on here and talk about Kleiman and Jaren Jackson Jr., And we're talking about lamenting, the Grizzlies only having the Lakers once down at FedEx Forum. And there are some things. You take away the MLK game, that ain't great for business. If Ja Morant is on that floor and he is delivering, brother, they will fill it up against the Kings. You understand what I'm saying? Your business goes through the roof. Ja Morant is the business. Now you got to hold up your end, Ja. That's what this is about at this point. We'll see where Anthony Sane is. Clearly, he thinks if this team's going to be better, that Ja Morant is going to hold up his end of the bargain. We'll get a little bit more into some of the numbers that are coming in on these Ja threes. The resale value's higher. The demand is higher. You know, Nike has poured into this thing. He's got the hottest shoe in the game. Now you got to back it up with some games. 65 plus, baby.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Let's be in the running for MVP. You know, maybe it might be harder to do with a little bit less of a cast, but play like that, and this thing will really take off. It's the only way. I mean, it's the only way you maximize the potential you have here with Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. And so we'll talk to Anthony Sane about it on the other side. You're listening to Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media, the underground king of Memphis sports media, with the tribal chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist and founder of Asylum Media Group, and father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sane. You could follow him on X at Sane Asylum. He joins us now. Sane, you see, Anscape has written a huge story about the Ja 3, and you correctly predicted that these would be huge, and from the stats that I'm seeing early from this story, it looks like they are. How does it feel to be right?
Well, you know, right is typically where I like to reside. I tend to reside. Sir. So, but yeah, man, like this shoe is just, it's got, it checks off so many boxes, man. It's got the cool colors coming out that they've shown previews of. It's got the individuality of it, of Ja. It's got the kind of throwback appeal. It kind of looks like the old Deion Sanders shoes a little bit with the claw whatever thing they got going on the side. It's just a really clean shoe, man. It's slim fitted. It kind of looks like almost like a running shoe or a track shoe, a little bit, a cleat or whatever. And I think it's just a really clean shoe, and I think it's really gonna blow up. And I don't know if you saw this news or not, but Nike's making it a Nike Buy You shoe, and that means basically that people can come on, take that shoe, and style it however they want, pick whatever colors, materials, all those type of things. So I'm excited about some of the things I plan on doing.
I did not
once that feature becomes available on that shoe. This is a shoe that when Nike starts doing those type of things, that means they're really behind that particular shoe. Not many shoes get that Bayou label as far as the basketball shoe is concerned. It's only been like the KDs, want to say the Kyries, those type of shoes have gotten that type of label in the past. So like I said, I'm not surprised by it. That is by far the best Ja shoe. They've gotten better and better every year to me, but this one, this number three is really a great shoe, and I think, like you said, the numbers are reflecting.
So some are already calling it the shoe of the year. Some of the shoe critics, and I'm gonna read you some stats to back you up real fast. As of August 8th, according to StockX, less than 3 weeks after its debut release, the Ja 3 had sold 10% more pairs than the Ja 2 did in its first complete month, and a staggering 421% more than the Ja 1. After hitting retail for $125, the Ja 3 is also commanding a stronger resale premium in its debut month, averaging $170 a pair compared to $121 for the Ja 2, which retailed for $120. It's selling, it's going nuts, and it looks like this new colorway that I think drops this week, saying that one's going to go nuts too. If you scroll to the bottom of that story is where I want to take you real quick before we get to Grizzlies, and this is a part of it. You know, Ja Morant told Nike apparently in this campaign, and Nike has used it, that 2025 is going to be his takeoff year. And I would use that to ask you this question, saying, can he have the takeoff year? He is in his prime. If you'd consider 26, I would, his prime. Can he have the takeoff year on a Grizzlies team that's not right there in the running, right in the middle of the West? Can you do that? Can he have the year he wants, a takeoff year, if he's just on an average Grizzlies team?
I don't know why y'all think this is going to be an average Grizzlies team. Tell me about the average Grizzlies team where Ja played a lot of games.
We'll get to that. Let me just say, how much does team I'm going to get to it because I hear you. You want to go. How much does team success factor into Ja having a takeoff year, right? And let's just get that basis set.
Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with it, but it's not like we haven't seen guys that have had, you know, all-star and even MVP level years on teams that have been in the middle of the playoff race. Like, I don't think you have to be a top team in the league to be considered a top star in the league. I mean, that it never affected Luka Doncic. You know, those Dallas teams were, you know, fringe playoff teams, and you know they had that one year when they went to the finals. But you know, Luka didn't just start becoming a guy that was mentioned in those type of realms as far as being the best player in the league. Once the Mavericks were, you know, a team that was going to the finals. And even the year they went to the finals, I think they were like maybe a fourth seed, fifth, maybe something like that. So
made that run after coming back from the trade.
Yeah, they made a run in the playoffs. Yeah. Even like that Pacers team last year, they went to the championship. They weren't a top team in the East. You know what I mean? So I don't really think that matters. But yeah.
You believe this will be a better Grizzlies team than last year, and that faith, that conviction starts where, Sane? Starts with what?
It's on John and Jaren being healthy. If those two guys are healthy, everything else is going to fall in place. I saw a startling number that Chris Harrington put out in one of his mailbags, and he said that John and Jaren throughout their career have averaged 36 and a half games per season together. I was like, bro, that is absolutely
you're saying if you know health, that's frankly been the case, and that's just been our history.
You're betting on something that hasn't happened. But there are a lot of anomalies in that situation too, because it's not like both of those guys are averaging 36 and a half games a season. You know what I mean? Jared's had a run where he's averaging around 60 something games a year.
Yes.
It's the fact that him and Ja just can't line up at the same time. And the fact that this team has been a team that has been a top four in the West team for the last few years, outside of years where they've had ridiculous injuries, the fact that they've been that way with your top two guys only playing 36 and a half games per season together is good in a way, and it's horrible in a way too, man. But like I said, there has not been a Grizzlies team where Ja has been a guy who's played 50-plus, 60-plus games, and they haven't been good. So I'm not concerned about that. If he's focused on playing a lot of games and being good at the highest level, I'm not concerned about where the Grizzlies finish in the West, because I know they're going to be a good team. Just strictly on Ja being that good.
So one of the pillars, the two of those guys being out there, one of the pillars to this to your stand that they're going to be better, those two are out there. I'm assuming, too, better defensively is a part of that. I'm trying to go through the whole case here that you've got, saying.
Yeah.
Better defensively, obviously, minus Bane, bringing in KCP. How much better defensively, this team?
I think they'll be a lot better defensively, man. Like something I've talked about here with you guys a few times is the ability to have multiple wing defenders on the court at one time. And that's something we'll see for the first time in a long time with this Grizzly team. I mean, like going back to like grit and grind days, we'll see the ability to have multiple high-level defenders, perimeter defenders on the court at one time. Even in the early, you know, John Jaren campaign, you had Dylan Brooks, but you didn't have another guy that was that dude. Rather, your shooting guard was – when they did the Melton thing, it worked a little bit. But mostly it was Desmond Bane, mostly Grayson Allen. You know, those were the guys that were the other shooting guards on the court outside of Dylan Brooks. But now with KCP, with Coward, with even, you know, Scottie Pippen Jr., with Jalen Wells, with Vince Williams, if you want to give him some run, you're able to throw out multiple high-level defenders at teams at the same time. And that's a winning formula in the NBA, man. That's how you win. You're not going to go in the playoffs and just, you know, your turn, my turn, let's go score, let's go ISO, let's go pick and roll. You got to be able to stop the other team. And I think that this version of the Grizzlies team, 1 through 12, is going to be the most balanced roster, especially defensively, that we've had in a long time.
Zach Edey's obviously has to be integral, right? Mm-hmm. Both, and including that defensive piece that we just talked about as your as your rim protector. Is it fair for me, Sane? Because remember, I thought when I was thinking about this segment, I said this where me and Sane might go, you know, my butt heads the most. Is it fair for me to still question and sometimes doubt whether Zach Edey can hold up playing this pace? Isolo showed us he still wants to go fast for a full season. I mean, he's already had the ankle issues. I just went back to the medical update. They had to restabilize that thing, you know. After the,
I didn't hear that part.
You know, well, that's the word they used in terms of the surgery that they had on his ankle. Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's a whole bunch of other medical talk, but they said to restabilize the ankle. And we're just talking one season in. So I'm asking you, is it fair for me still at this point to question whether that's going to hold up? Because it does seem so key to this team being able to have the kind of season you expected to.
I think it's too early to call it anything like long-term now. I mean, we did the same thing with Jaren for years.
We
were like –
fair, great point. That's a great point.
Yeah, is Jaren going to be a guy that can play? And he's literally our Iron Man now. Like, he literally does not miss games for us now. He's a guy who's – you know, they're missing him. It's a team thing, it feels like. Jaren's a guy who's been giving his all, came back early from the ankle stuff that he had. I think it was so many just crazy things that happened last season. And the anomaly of Zach Edey and injuries is something else you can add to that pile of crazy things that happened last year. And it's really unfortunate that he's had the ankle stuff. Hopefully the surgery can get those things behind him. It's always going to be a lingering thing with a guy that's that big that you're concerned about his body. But at that position, you know, those type of guys, I'm not really too concerned about it, because it's not like you can't go get another one of those type of guys, even in the draft again. You know what I mean?
Very
or
true.
In the free agency or a trade or whatever. So, but I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to be a key part to the scene, a huge key to the success or non-success of the team. Because even if you think about Jaren, right? You talk about Jaren being like a defensive player of the year. Jaren's years where he's looked the best is when he's had another center who's been just that true laboring, 100%. You know, rebounding, you know, screening guy. That's when he's had his best seasons, whether you're talking about with Steven Adams, whether you're talking about with JV or whatever you're talking about. Jaren almost has to have that guy who's down there with him for him to be his best. And I think that you saw a very good version of Zach Edey once, you know, Coach Isolo took over. And like I said, we were seeing a very bare bones version of some of the things that he likes to do. And I'm really interested to see how they use Edie, you know, going forward or whatever. But I'm not really too concerned about that, bro. Like, guys, a lot of these guys, the grind of the NBA is just different, man. Like, I guarantee you, like, you talk to a guy like Jalen Wells, who played more games in the NBA last year than he played his entire college career combined. Guys like that are probably like, yeah, man, like, it's a real grind. Like, it's totally different on your body. So he's going to have to adjust to the league just like everybody else is going to have to adjust to it. But a lot of things that people say about Edie are just kind of misguided to me, because it's like, he looks like a big, bro. Like, bigs, that's what bigs in the NBA look like. You know what I mean? I mean, do I have any concerns about any other big in the league and their durability? Like, no. Like, it's just kind of one of those things that happens. He's a big. And things that he does, they're going to be amplified because he's huge. He's 7'3". You know what I mean? So those, if he misses a layup, he looks even worse. Or if he, you know, if he's getting beat on a pick and roll or something, you know, it looks even worse because he's so huge. But I'm not really too concerned about the health part. We just got to wait those type of things out with these guys. Is their bodies mature, man?
Are you, Anthony, saying, and I get the feeling you are, but you correct me, are you as excited still about Gigi, what he represents, his future with this franchise, as we all seem to be, and as I know I would figure you are, about Cedric Coward? Like, do you still have Gigi up there?
So it's a different type of player, man. My outlook for Gigi faded a lot during the offseason. And some things that came out of my mouth, even on the Anthony Sane show, make sure y'all check that out. Daily podcast, check it out anytime on Bluff City Media. Search Anthony Sane on YouTube. Something I said on there is that there are times when you see the things that Gigi does visibly that are in the public, and things that you hear, whispers you hear about Gigi. And it makes you think, well, maybe he is the guy that fell to the second round because of, quote unquote, you know, maturity issues or whatever. Yeah. But when you see the accountability he's taking this offseason, right, and the fact that he's admitting that, yes, I was in the wrong, totally wrong mental space when it came down to certain things. I had the wrong approach when it came down to this. I was being selfish. I was, you know, being a brat even. You know what I mean? I had immaturity issues and admitting those type of things. That combined with the fact that Coach Isolo and the coaching staff are taking him under his wing and saying, look, we need you to be good. We believe in you. Like, all that's in the past. We need you to take your game to the next level. Let's simplify your game. Let's cut out all the dribbling. Let's make the offense simple for you. Let's get you moving off the ball, all those type of things. Let's get you out of those corners. And not particularly running ISO, but let's get you in a way where the game is easy for you to score, because you're a natural scorer. I think those two things, hearing those two things over the summer, have re-engaged me as far as Gigi is concerned, as far as what I think he can be. But I think he's a totally different player than Coward. I think Gigi is more of a natural scorer. Coward is a guy that's, you know, a basketball robot. You know what I mean? He's a guy, you know, defend, make shots, defend, stand in the corner, defend, take a mid-range. He's one of those type of guys. He's not the guy who you give him the ball and just, you know, he's going to, you know, ISO guide you to death until he gets a bucket like Gigi is going to be, or like Gigi is. But I think they're two totally different guys. But the thing is, man, if you can get those two guys to get going, it really raises the ceiling of what this season could be for the Grizzlies if you can get those guys going, especially a guy like Coward, if he's a guy that can be a high-level defender and can knock down shots too.
I was asking Drew Hill a version of this earlier this week, but Ken, we know how Isolo wants to play with Edie and like you said, be the screen setter that Steven Adams was and everything else, and that's what really gets Ja rolling. Can you – and we can get into this, how long you think he might be out, but can you replicate that, you know, or – I'm not telling you this is key to the season or making a top seven or whatever, or top six or whatever it is. But can you replicate what he wants to do with Edie out? Is Jacques Landale enough to do that? Do you figure, you know, with Jaren not a part of it at least early, that can, you know, make things a little bit more difficult? Or do you saying just find a way to win forever how long Edie's out, even if that means going away from what do you want to do? How do you approach that for the time that Edie's out?
I think they're still going to try to do some of the similar stuff. I also think the Grizzlies are preparing this season for a Grizzlies team that doesn't have Brandon Clark on it. I don't think Brandon Clark makes it past the trade deadline. So I'm not sure if he starts or if he comes off the bench, even if he's healthy. But with that being said, I think there's some things that position is pretty simple. Like to be a guy who's a screen setter, rebounder, that's something that we know Jock Landale can do in limited action.
Right. Huff could not. So Huff I think, could not, to your point, though.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
are some
that's
guys.
That's another thing. Like, a lot of people really said, well, you know, I like J. Huff. I like J. Huff. I mean, I met him in public. He's a really cool guy. I like J. Huff, but his game doesn't really fit
exactly
what they're trying there. To do. So I totally understood why they moved off of him, especially when you're talking about a guy that's a reserve big. So I'm not really mad about any of that, but I do think that guys like Landale can hold it down a little bit for you. Plus, you know, Brandon Clark has always had good minutes with him and Jaren are playing together, but he's always struggled as a starter.
Yep.
For the most part, even though, you know, Clark started a lot of games at the five for us last season as well. So it'll be interesting to see, but, like I said, the main thing is I agree with you. Whatever style of play gets you out the block, winning is what you have to do, regardless if it's something that's conducive to playing how Edie would play or not.
Was there when we got the full schedule release yesterday? Was there a portion of it? I mean, I would look at the portion that I think Rob right at the minute had dropped. You know, that second 11 that he called maybe the toughest stretch of the season, where 9 of those 11 are on the road, the second 11 games of your first 22. And, man, really, if you didn't have Zach Edey by that point, you could really see it being difficult. That might be the toughest stretch right there. Was there any portion of the season in terms of your eyes you said, man, this is going to be tough, or this is key to this year?
Man, I'm not the schedule guy at all.
I get it.
I'm not either.
Because
I'm like, man,
but early
you're playing
matters,
41
though,
and 41,
Sane.
Man.
Let me just throw this out there and see what you think about it.
Yeah.
I think early has always mattered here the last couple of years.
Yeah,
whether
early
it's getting
matters,
Jerry
yeah.
back
yeah,
or Ja getting back from the 25, right? Mm-hmm. And this year it's not having Jaren and for Edie. And so early matters. Here's what I'm worried about. If this thing just missed, and I'm not expecting it to be, and I'm not predicting that, Sane. I think it could very well go the way you're saying. But if it was a miss in a year where Ja's trying to say, you know, this is my takeoff year, and you get, I'm sure you've heard me say, you get 30 or, you know, 35 games in, and you're a loser. Like, you're in that bottom five of the West. Mm-hmm. What I worry about at that point is Ja looking around and saying, man, what's going on? Because it's as I said, and like you said, it all comes back to Ja. I was discussing this with Brad early this week. It might very well require some patience, you know, on his part. And and for a guy that's moved through two agents, you know, and ain't necessarily with the status quo, hey, if it ain't like I like it, I'm going to move on. You know, I worry about Ja's sort of contentment in this, if that makes sense. If it doesn't go right in a year he's trying to take off.
Well, here's my take on that. If you look up at the 35 games and the Grizzlies are struggling, right?
Yeah.
And that's going back to what we started off the conversation with. That's because Ja's hurt, you know what I mean? So I don't really think he's going to have much leverage, by my mind, to kind of be upset about things. Outside of that, you're talking about it took Jaren too long or it took Edie too long to come back. I can see that being a reason why they struggle. But outside of Ja being hurt, I don't see it. And organizationally, I don't think it's that big of a deal, because let's say that the Grizzlies are bad. Like, we come out and I don't think this is happening.
Right.
But let's say the Grizzlies are bad, right? Your team is probably going to have 2 top 10 lottery picks in a good draft. So
yes, we will be looking for that silver line.
That's your consolation prize, you know what I mean? So,
but what
do we think?
Let's just go down that road, and we know both of us don't believe. But what do we think of Isolo at that point? Are we still saying we've got the right coach then? Because I know a part of your contention, and back to the pillars that have to happen, right? You believe, you like Tuomas, you like Isolo, you believe in his style. If we're in that lottery zone, are we still saying, well, he's still the guy? You know, how much is he a factor in those decisions at that point?
I think that'll have to come down to other factors. Like we said, if you got injury stuff going on, if Ja's injured, Jaren's hurt,
that's not on him.
Whatever,
yes, with you.
I mean, of course, that's not on him. He deserves that grace. Any first year coach really deserves grace anyway. But I'm telling you, man, I got a feeling you're going to see a lot of unexpected maturity on the coaching side from him. I know a lot of people were upset because, you know, he was thrown into the fire at the wildest time of the season, right? So, and I think that's a thing. I think you have to consider those type of things when you criticize him, a guy who's coaching his first games in the middle of somebody else's season. Like, you have to, in the end of somebody else's season and going into the playoffs, in a season where the more you sit back and look at it, the more you really understand that it's a very toxic environment here, right? With that particular team. So I'm optimistic about him. I like a lot of things about his coaching style. about his coaching philosophy, the way he deals with discipline, the way he deals with motivating players, all those type of things. His style of play on offense and defense, I like it. I like how he said he understands his team has to get back to a lot of the principles that we were when we were a grit and grind type team.
Yep.
I like when he talks that type of stuff and how he says he feels like he can merge the two, where we can be an up-tempo team on offense and still be an in-your-face team on defense as well. I'm excited about a lot of things with him. I think he's going to be fine. I'm ready to get this season started, man, because there's so many things.
Yeah.
There's a fan base I really think that we're sleeping on. The addition of Ty Jerome is really being slept on. Like, Ty Jerome is literally everything that we hoped and prayed and wished and plead for Luke Kennard to be and more. I think he's a really good player, bro. And a guy off your bench who can handle the ball, dribble, pass, and shoot at an extremely high level like him. Those type of guys matter on your team. And to the point where I think you may see they're a very good team regardless, but Cleveland's going to feel that guy not being on their team, bro. Mm. Ty Jerome was a guy who was a sixth man of the year candidate. Like, he was one of the best players off the bench in the league. He's a guy who's going to average probably 15 points a game for your team. He's going to be shooting 40+% from three. He's going to be on the ball a lot. He can distribute the ball. He can play make. He can get to the basket. He can hit floaters. He's going to be a very good player off the bench for this team. I'm gonna give you a quick question, Jason Smith, and I'm telling you, you cannot give me a quick answer. Who is the last perimeter player that we had coming off the bench that was a bucket for the Grizzlies? That was a guy that had the ball in his hands that could score, like Ty Jerome.
Coming off the bench?
Yes, playing for the Grizzlies that was coming off the bench.
Like Ty Jerome as efficiently?
No, just a guy. Just a guy who.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Does DeAnthony
count? DeAnthony could give me a bucket.
No,
could he?
He's not a scorer.
He's not a scorer.
Nearly
he
that type of player.
He was a make things happen guy. I'm just going through
my old mind. Like,
no, we have.
I'm going back. Like Jared Bayless, bro, is the last guy we've had that was come off the bench.
That's a good one. That's way back too. Yeah, OG Bobby Jackson.
Right, like it ain't been many, bro. And those type of guys, having a guy like that coming off your bench, those things are vital, bro. Having a guy that good come off the bench is vital. I think that backcourt of him and Scottie Pippen Jr. is going to be a problem for a lot of teams, because Scottie Pippen Jr. is a high-level defender, bro. He is a defensive playmaker. That guy will see ball, take ball, repeat. Like, for real. Like, he's one of those type of guys, man. And I think that backcourt is going to be an issue. And if Cedric Cowher pans out at all, they're going to be really good. Santi Aldama still, with all the things that we knocked Santi about,
yeah.
I personally said I thought Santi was going to lay a huge egg in the playoffs. Santi Aldama did not have a bad playoff at all, bro.
No, he did not.
He really brought it during the playoffs. And I think we really, as a team, are downplaying a lot of good players. Yes, losing Desmond Bain is a major blow to this team. That guy was a 20-something point-per-game scorer. But we brought back a lot that's going to make this team look really good, man, because we get excited about the big names, the Kevin Durant's, all those type of things, the Jimmy Butler's, all those type of guys who've been on the move. But the teams like Oklahoma City Thunder and the teams like Indiana Pacers, who are your teams that are in the NBA Finals, they're just teams who have two and even one star in the Pacers' case. But they just got a lot of guys out there that play hard, know their role, fit the system, and they're young, they're inexperienced, but they're guys who are ready to play. And I think we got a lot of those similar type of guys here on this Grizzlies team. I'm ready, bro. I can't make people agree with me. I can't make people be as optimistic as I am. Nope. I think this is going to be a great season for the Grizzlies.
But you can be right, as you say you usually have a tendency to
do. Yeah, I usually find myself in the right side of being right.
And as I told you before this, if you are right about this, I will forevermore refer to you as the prophet, saying the host of the Prophet Anthony Sane show on Bluff City Media. He will be the prophet. If this team is better than last year's, that's how I will refer to you.
I did tell y'all last year that Taylor Jenkins was going to get fired before the season was over, and who the coach was going to be.
Well, you should have just made Isolo the coach instead of wasting the whole season.
Exactly. When they hired him, I said, "Yeah, that guy's about to be the coach. Like, that guy's going to replace Taylor Jenkins." It happened. I thought it happened way too late. They should have just fired Taylor Jenkins or something.
He's usually right. He's usually right all the time, as you see, Brother Saint. I appreciate you always, man.
Man, appreciate you, man.
Yep.
For sure, bro.
Continue to take care of business, my brother. He is Anthony Sane.
Yes,
make
sir.
Sure you're following him at Sane Asylum on social media and watching his show daily over at BluffCityMedia.com. And you can find it all over at YouTube. Search his name. You will find the king, Anthony Sane, the underground king of Memphis sports media. Appreciate him. We've got much more to do in hour number two. A lot of NFL news to discuss. Also, Gonna talk a little high school football around here. I smell it. I know Jeffrey Wright smells it. He's the voice at MUS. We're gonna have the voice of the Millington Trojans. They are celebrating their centennial season. I believe them. I think Bartlett might be 100 years this year. We're going to do that in hour number three. So we've got a lot still on tap. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.